What is up, people? Welcome to Warcast by Warcry. And today it's our episode number 12. And today we have the usuals, Mr. Tanvir.
Hey.
And Mr. Rahul. So, yeah.
What
today
is
we are
up,
talking
everyone?
About. Yeah, I'm sorry for that. So, today we're talking about NFTs. And for more info, over to you, Mr. Tanvir.
Okay, thank you for calling me Mr. Tanvir, but yeah.
Yaar, kahin to izzat mile insaan.
So, as we all know, this is our second take, and we were already discussed a lot, but I'll quickly wrap that up so that we can move ahead with this. Yeah. And so, NFTs, they stand for non-fungible tokens. Focusing on fungible is something that is replaceable. In sense, if a company mass produces t-shirts, then the individual t-shirt in itself has no emotional value or anything like that. You can just order one and you'll get one delivered to your house. But say if Rahul purchased that t-shirt long ago in 2017 and then performed a show with that or had his first kiss with that, and it was his college t-shirt, he loved that. Then after a few years, that t-shirt gained some emotional value for him. Similarly, if Rahul had a drumstick back then with which he played his first show or something like that, then later down the line, later down, say in 2032, when he is performing live at Wacken, then those drumsticks have value, obviously, for Rahul, but also for his fans. Emotional value. And that is a value that is agreed upon by everyone. It's very much like collectible painting, say Mona Lisa painting. It's just wood, canvas, paint, right? But it has more value than that because it is rare. There's only one of it. And if someone mass-produced the Mona Lisa painting in a factory, those paintings will not have that much value, that amount of value or any value at all as compared to the original one. So that is what is meant by fungible. That is, it is replaceable, or in our case, non-fungible, things that are not replaceable. Your very first guitar, it's valuable to you. And later down the line, if you become a famous artist or or you play in a famous band, then that first guitar of yours become valuable for everyone in your fan base, or at least most dedicated fans, right? I think that was a quick enough wrap up. Right. So that was non-fungible. Coming to tokens. So now the same concept is being taken online and it is being digitized. I don't know if that is a word, but whatever.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. Nice. So in terms of tokens, now we have things like NBA is selling NFTs, right? So NBA is taking shots, snippets, 5 second bite-sized snippets of, say, LeBron. I don't know if he's still playing or not. I'm not that much into basketball right now. But if he makes a score and puts the ball in the basket, then the snippet of that is being sold as something that is purchased using real money, or in this case, cryptocurrency, which has real world value in terms of dollars or any currency. So those videos are being sold by NBA like that. Another example, the Twitter example, the co-founder, he made the first ever Twitter post, and that Twitter post said that this is the first ever Twitter post or something like that. And that was recently purchased by a Malaysian business guy for a lot of millions of dollars. So, but that in itself has no value. It is not feeding anyone. It is not providing air conditioning for anyone. It is not driving anyone to anywhere, but it has value, right? Similarly, Kings of Leon, they released an album, or they are about to release an album online as NFT. So I'm going to now relate it to bands, because that is what is, you know, that is what concerns us. Yeah, that is what is relevant to us. And till now, but if there's any, I gave very limited amount of information because that is what I know. But if there's any doubt, we can address that now and then move ahead to the how it relates to bands.
No such doubts. So it's mostly like the fan collectibles, but converted into a digitalized format, and it can be only bought using cryptocurrency.
Right.
So that is the gist
as of now. Maybe in the future it will be bought using UPI payments. I don't know. That could be the future. But yeah, and also you might have heard that these emojis and that cat thing, that flying cat or something, farting rainbows cat, that was also sold for a lot of money as NFT. that happened for a lot of money.
Why are people buying farting cats, man?
Yeah, and that for a lot of money. That is because the community of people who are into emojis and cats, farting cats, they collectively
welcome to 2021.
Yeah, it is welcome to 2021. But
years and years of human evolution.
Yep.
Where we are now.
Yes.
We were expecting cars and people are buying farting
cats.
Oh, what?
Just typical Homo sapien things
here. Yeah, typical Homo sapiens, man. So yeah, we are in a point in time where world is so comfortable, or at least the people who have money are so comfortable that they are buying these things. But the thing is, say if I have a seat or a guitar signed by Kurt Cobain, right? That has value for me, for all the Nirvana fans, right? And especially now because Nirvana is no more there, right? So if I put up an auction, then you bet that I'm going to get good money for that, right? Even though it is a plain guitar and it's probably not even a good guitar. But you do realize that it has a lot of value because of that fact.
Certainly. Yeah.
So it's kind of the same concept with the farting cat also. I am not aware about the farting cat fan base. But that is the concept. Now, just before we get to the band aspect, if we get to the investment side of things, if you own, say, the Twitter thing, you can then probably sell it whenever you do sell it, you can probably make a lot of money on the difference the cost price and selling price. Anyway, getting to how it relates to bands, so... Say there is a band. Let's give me a band name. Some random band name other than Warcry.
Judas Priest.
I know some non-existent fictional band.
Judas Priest.
Okay. There was a band that me and Gaurav were about to start with in second year as a side project.
Iron Fist.
No, Iron Claw. Oh, you were also there. Iron Fist.
I'm still in the group. Nobody is there, I think. So I guess it's just me and you. And Gaurav has left the group long back.
it was Iron Claw. Iron Claw, not Iron Fist. Is I think Gaurav's Instagram handle right now, Iron Fist 666. But the band was Iron Claw. I mean the fictional band. I think so. I might be wrong though. But yeah. So let's take up Iron Claw. Okay. So Iron Claw goes ahead. They make a lot of content on Instagram, on TikTok, on Spotify as music, obviously, and on YouTube and whatever. They gain a lot of traction. They gain a lot of fans, friends, whatever you want to call it. And they also deploy ads and gain all of that. So everything we have discussed till now which was related to advertisement also, consider they did all of that and they have, I don't know, 25 or 250 million followers on TikTok or something like that. Cool. That is the example that we are taking. And so they have TikTok followers, they have Instagram followers, and subsequently they also have Spotify listeners and SoundCloud listeners. But all of this is not generating any real money, right? I mean, just by having any number of followers, you're not gaining any money. Obviously, you can promote shit for other brands and things like that, but those are... Yeah. Anyway, now what they do is, what they can do is, they create artwork for their new album and they sell it as NFT. Now, how this works? So, okay, if Iron Claw had to... Okay, traditionally, without NFTs, what they would do is, at certain level of... at a certain point in their career, they might choose to go for a record label deal. That's hypothetically, right? And they give 80% of their ownership of their... Or royalties would be the term. They give 80% of that royalty of that album to a record label for money up front so that they can tour, record, shit like that. Right? And that is that is all how their business is being conducted. Now, instead of that, what they do is they take 20% of royalties and they create NFT tokens out of that in terms of, say, artwork pieces. Right? The artwork in it itself is the NFT and it has 20% royalty attached or 20% stock of the entire album. So they still keep the 80% of ownership. And 20%, they distribute it amongst their fans who are willing to buy. And also they add things like, if you buy this, you're going to get lifetime, 20% off on all tickets ever for all our shows. Something like that. Mm. Or maybe if you have this number of tokens, then you can have 1 hour Zoom meeting call with us or, I don't know, dinner with us or something like that with Iron Claw. So
token is like a form of currency that can be. Is that the analogy? Is that the right analogy? Like a currency that the fans can use to avail some kind of.
It is valuable.
Getting that asset as a token, if I'm not wrong.
Asset also, but it is only seen as an asset for till a point. It is only seen as an asset between the fans, but ultimately also among investors. We'll get to that. But yeah, it is an asset. And the it has leverage because of the fan base that they have already built on TikTok, Spotify, Instagram. I don't know why I'm saying TikTok so much. It's not even legal in India. But yeah, so they do that. And now the artwork is being sold as NFT, which has collectively all the NFTs that they generate have 20% of that. So when someone purchases a NFT, they get some percentage of that thing, royalty. Now, 20 years down the line, say that fan is not interested in that band anymore. They sell that NFT off. But 20 years down the line, they are a much bigger band. So the earnings that are coming for that initial record, for which they have some amount of ownership, now it is valued at a much higher price. So when they do sell it, they also get a lot of money for it. If that is the case, if they grow up to be like Metallica or something, then it's a lot of money. Otherwise also, there's some money involved. But it's not about the money as much right now. It's just one factor related to it. But yeah, so what they were doing, they built their Spotify thing, they built their following, they created the NFT. In exchange, they are offering for now a Zoom time call or maybe a dinner or ticket.
Fan Q&A.
Yeah, things, meet and greet. Could be offline also, offline things. Basically, access to the band, right? And so you're selling your NFTs of your music. And if you now think of crowdfunding, instead of crowdfunding, if you do this, you can raise serious amount of money because you're letting people, it's just like a business who is searching for investors, right? So in this case, your fans become your investors. So what happens is if they own, say someone owns 1% of your band, if someone purchased 1% of NFTs or 1% of Nirvana through NFTs, then today it would be worth a lot. Right? Similarly, you are selling NFTs and you can, depending on the size of your fan base, you can raise a lot of money like that. The NFT will allow you to sell. So traditionally, we were limited to what? T-shirt sales, merch sales, CD sales, and Spotify plays and things like that. We all know that it's not going to generate the level of cash that is comfortable or ambitious even, right? Now, this is allowing you to raise some serious capital by selling NFTs. That is, you're selling percentage of your royalty of your music, ownership of your music, which means whatever earnings then come will also go to the fans. But you're not. That is not the incentive here. The incentive is that the incentive that you're giving, the access that you're giving to your band. And did I make a point here?
Okay, so it's like the fans are having some percentage of the band's right, band's music's right. Is that correct? Through NFTs.
Just like shares. Just like shares. So how the share market works, the same way NFTs will work. But instead of businesses, you have bands.
Okay, and but that but you mentioned that the NFT is made for a certain kind of merchandise or collectible or artwork or certain object, but not the band as a whole, right?
Let me process that question. Okay, I think I forgot to make I forgot to bring the online assets there, but I think I mentioned, say, NFT could be anything. It's, I even do not know what the scope is here, but you already see things like Twitter posts being sold and NBA videos being sold. Similarly, say Metallica is performing live and you make a snippet of James Hetfield doing some crazy shit. That video itself is an NFT.
Okay, anything can be converted into an NFT.
Any digital content.
Yeah, any digital content. Okay.
All right. You can proceed then.
So it's not a physical thing anymore. It's literally, it's as absurd as the farting cat. It is.
don't please.
So I'll just read the headline of this Rolling Stone article about Kings of Leon. The headline is Kings of Leon will be the first band to release an album as an NFT. The band's revolutionary tokens will unlock special perks like limited edition vinyl and front row seats of future concerts.
Okay. So a lot of interesting things would be offered to the fans through the tokens.
Yes. And
okay.
What is happening is now if you say, Rahul, you are a fan of say Gojira and Gojira releases an NFT for their album, you purchase and you get the perks. That is okay. But also you and all the community of fans will try to actually help the band grow. Because if the band grows, the earnings grow, so does the value of their asset, that is the NFT. So
Yes, totally.
I need to cough just a second. Sorry. I didn't edit that out. But
you fucking uncle. You fucking uncle.
ये देखिए मुकेश मुकेश टू पॉइंट टू
आई वाज अबाउट टू से रमेश बट दैट इज माय बॉस
फकिंग अंकल मैन
वी हैव अ मुकेश इन आवर ग्रुप
या इट इज दैट एज नाउ एनीवे सो बट नॉट ओनली दैट इट गेट्स इंटरेस्टिंग टू द पॉइंट वेयर ओके इट कुड बी एंड इन फैक्ट आई थिंक इन टर्म्स ऑफ मेटल इट्स I don't know. It might just be limited to the fans and might not actually yield that much money for the fan that is purchasing that NFT. But if it goes in a financial way also, and if the band starts generating revenue and the assets, the ownership that they have through NFTs start plumbing up in value, just like shares do, then it is going to attract normal, common people who, right, like today, everyone who goes to office all obviously discusses about shares, right? Which share to buy and things like that. If NFTs, and they will, NFTs are attracting people who just want to, say, invest 100 and get 200 back, things like that. If bands who are creating NFTs and their NFTs start attracting those people, then the industry is going to blow up because now you have people who are not interested in the music also buying the NFTs just for the sake of selling it later.
I
don't know if it's ethically right or wrong, I don't know, but it's going to pump in money in the industry.
Okay, so it would be like a second form of investing. A different route for investing.
It is basically a kind of an investment. Like it's actually an investment.
It is investing. So
you are betting on the band to grow in a way.
Yeah.
That the band would grow and your money would grow also.
Or it could be as simple as someone who saw, say, when you are performing in a bar, there are people who you know in the crowd, but there are people who you do not know and who are seeing you for the first time. And some fucker there thinks like they're a cool band. Let me buy some NFT. And by the way, NFT, okay, I'll get to that later. So he purchases that NFT. And later, 10 years down the line, he realizes, oh my God, that fucking Iron Claw is now Metallica. And he sells the NFT that he owns. And he makes up a lot of money. That is one case. I don't know if it will ever happen or not, but this is the best case scenario. Anyway, getting back to the... But the main point is that NFTs are allowing the band to make money through something that is... Not real.
Something that is very...
Contract. Contract. You're making money through contracts. Contract being, you're not making a 80%. So it's very similar to what you do with the record label, right? You give 80% of the ownership and you get money. That is what is happening. Sorry. In the case of record label, you give up 80%, 90%, whatever percentage, 99.9%, your soul, your life to the record label, and they give you a substantial amount of money. That is a traditional model that was there in the 90s. Right? Yeah. That is what Metallica did. That is what Nirvana did. That is what all the big bands did. And that's why they did not make as much money as the record label did.
Yeah.
Now that model is still there. But now through NFTs, instead of record label, you're giving away ownership in bite sizes to... It's very similar to how companies...
To the consumer, yeah.
Yeah, you're giving it to normal common people who are fans of your music. And they have some percentage of your band. And they will, as a bunch, if they... It's in their monetary interest to help you grow. So then their NFT value is growing up. Oh my God, this is so confusing. But...
you can go ahead, yes. So it's slowly what will happen in this scenario is that the... Merch boots would shift to NFT boots.
No, the merch will... I don't think the merch is going anywhere as long as live shows are there.
You can convert your merch into an NFT. That can be an option, yeah.
Yeah, that will happen. Not every kind of merch, but something which has value attached.
So, you can convert
your album art into an NFT. You can convert your songs. You can make something out. Like, there can be multiple things. It's all up to your imagination. Yeah, obviously you cannot make a tee into an NFT.
Tanveer stage diving on the crowd. And
video and breaking my back or lower back.
Crazy solo.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Everything is possible in that scenario. Even I'm not sure what the scope is, but it's beyond.
Yeah,
what
it's
we
just
can
up to
imagine.
Your imagination. Whatever, how it's up to you how you can digitize your art form and make it a something that can be commercialized.
Right, and and let's not confuse it with the investment wala part right now. And why anyone will be willing to buy it right now is just because you're offering something all additional with the NFT. That is the kind of thing that...
Along with your art form or your product, you're providing something else as well. Like whatever the person is paying for is getting not just that plus something else in along with that.
Yeah, they're getting, for example, taking Kings of Leon example, they are giving... Unlock special perks like limited edition vinyl and front row seats, or maybe 20% off on all tickets in the future, or things like that, or coffee with Ayush or something like that.
So it's free, by the way, for any pretty lady. Contact me. Pew.
with the right kind of NFT, you can access Ayush all you want.
No.
I usually unlock his body parts one by one.
Why is this podcast turning into a prostitution racket?
You are giving the ideas.
Coffee tak theek tha. Body parts ka aa gaye. Ye dark web pe kyun chal gaya koi hamara podcast?
Oh, crypto is, we are just discussing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's so much to it. Barely scratching the surface right now, but I'll give you another dimension to it. You might have seen Facebook did a thing recently. They did a slight thing recently.
Meta.
Yeah, Meta.
There's so many memes made out of that.
Yes, but you realize their vision, right?
As in?
Okay, so what Meta, why they did that, and I don't know if this is the only reason or not, but one of the reasons is virtual reality. So they are trying to create a world using virtual reality, and in that, NFT is going to play a big role. The t-shirts that you wear are going to be NFTs. The sofa that you sit on in the virtual world is going to be NFT. It's going to get a lot more meta than what we are realizing right now. But yeah, think of Matrix is something like that. But okay, what is happening is you're wearing your virtual reality goggles for now. And inside that, you're basically doing everything. You are having a life within that. It's a simulated life, but you are living that. So their vision is basically right now, say, people like on social media, the most, the thing that people spend most amount of time on is socializing with each other, talking to each other, things like that. Rather, and mm-hmm. consuming content, obviously. But now they want to break that barrier of people not being around each other and on their phones. They want to break that barrier and get people along. So that is going to happen. You are going to have a virtual avatar in the virtual world. And you're going to control him fully, or your avatar fully, and they are going to attack your avatar. My avatar can get along and jam.
Have you seen this movie Ready Player One?
No.
Yeah.
So I've heard about it.
Ready Player One, but in reality. So it's the same thing in Ready Player One. Basically, the movie goes around like it's a game where the entire population, the entire world is just. Having their VRs on, and on a game, and they're living everything virtually. So it's a very dystopian kind of a world. Everybody is just connected through this game, and it's a very virtual reality thing, and everybody is there on that platform. So you just watch that movie, and then you'll get what Mark Zuckerberg tried to do. It's a very good movie, by the way.
Awesome, man. I'll check it out because I'm getting very much interested in this. I mean, I have to, and we all have to, because the world is changing. Yeah. It is going to be as big as the internet was back in the 90s when it came. A lot of businesses started then. A lot of money was made in the initial years. And now it's
the dot-com bubble.
The dot-com bubble, exactly. It did burst, but then it's still there.
Yeah. Yes. Some companies survived and now they are at the top. They are dominating the whole industry. Everything.
Yeah man.
NFT is
certainly. And even I'm very interested. Before sleeping, I would certainly watch like a couple of videos related to this and also the ideology behind Meta. I would certainly love to know about that as well.
Awesome. And for this thing, NFTs, I'll send you a video for Meta. You can do your research. And also on this, but it's a video by, you guys know Gary Vaynerchuk? Yeah, so by him only. He is talking to some artist and that is a video that caught my entire attention.
Yeah, you're audible.
So the reason I point it out right now is because obviously NFT right now for Worker is not relevant right now. It's going to be relevant down the line in say 3-5 years. But why I bring this up is because now it's even more important that we do create a following and we start creating content for Instagram, things like that. The basic standard model for any band right now is to first have a social media presence through your Instagram content. And we need to triple down on that because we need to take that seriously because we are very ambitious, first of all. And secondly, if you're not doing that, we are leaving so much on the table. And to be honest, if we do not do that, some other band is going to come and do that. And we are going to be left watching them as things happen with them. And that is not what is going to happen. But what we need to realize right now is already there was a lot of potential with social media, but with this NFT thing that is on steroids, because I do not know. I have no idea what NFT is going to be in 5-6 years, but I'm pretty damn sure it's going to be huge for musicians as well. Because people are already making a lot of money in there. And it's going to create a new revenue model. But that is only valid if we have the leverage that social media gives us. And that leverage is in terms of having a lot of attention on our pages, and that attention can be gained only if we have content ads you know, our strategy. But we need to implement that. We need to get 10x on that. Obviously, we are doing the podcast. That in itself is a content, a long-form content. But we need to focus on the short-form reels kind of content, the TikTok kind of content. And I have only one idea with respect to that. But I wanted to are you able to process and connect the dots how social media is...
Out of this entire conversation, about 70 to 78%, I would say I got it. And I was able to connect it.
Thank you. Totally.
I think when I re-listen to the episode, I'll connect the remaining ones.
Oh, man. Awesome. But the thing is that, if we are making music, well and good, in itself is a big task. But yeah, we'll probably have a cheesecake after releasing it and nothing will happen beyond that. Maybe we'll play some shows and we'll perform the music live. And then life will happen and you know how it goes. Sorry. Now, I hope you did not hear that.
Yes, we
did. We're just ignoring it.
Now, so...
Fucking uncle.
If we get into social media, if we do this, if we put in our hard work there, as much hard work as Rahul puts in making the drum parts for the songs and whatever we do, all that we do. If we put in that effort, it is going to, the payback is not just limited to social media, then the payback is in NFTs, which is going to be...
It will compound in the coming years.
The gateway is through social media. If no one knows us, then there's no community that can assign any value to the drumstick that Rahul used when he was in 2017.
Certainly.
So, yeah, that was all about NFT. The idea that I have for like reels is that we start making covers in terms like segregated videos in the same frame where Rahul is there, Ayush is there, I am there, someone else is there, and we are performing a song. Covers. We need to make content which metalheads can enjoy. See from the perspective of a metalhead using Instagram, right? A metalhead wants content that is suited for metalheads. And they are already very bored of, you know, scrolling through the Instagram reels, which, to be honest, everyone does, and watching content that is, you know, mainstream
it's
and
shit,
not...
Man. It is content shit. Content is so shit. Yeah. I'm so done with just watching a reel and it's so bad that I actually go and report those reels. And I've actually reported so many of these famous influencers or something because I'm like, this is really...
What the fuck
are you doing?
Not go
this
to
is
any
not
reason.
Coughing, this what? Is not coughing, this is not sneezing. This is like you getting a demon out of you, okay? This is some demonic coughing, motherfucker. What the fuck is this?
Trying to keep the mic away and cough, but
dude, right. I think people living in the house next to you can hear you coughing, bro. Your dog must have just lost his shit. What the fuck was this? I am not prepared to defend this family against this demon. Okay, I'm leaving.
He used to be very bothered with me in the initial days, but now I think he's scared of me. Yeah.
Yeah, he better be after this. Because if he ain't scared after this, then that dog has a demon inside him.
So guys, if you want to scream very hard, you need to cough very hard. There you go. Pro tip.
And for coughing very hard, you need to smoke a packet every day.
Yeah, smoke something. Anything.
Cigarette. Cigarette, bidi, paan, gutka.
इनका सेवन ना करें नहीं तो आप कुछ नहीं कर पाएंगे
वरना आप तनवीर जैसे बहुत बीमार हो सकते
हो ओह दादिया मेक मी द बैड एग्जांपल फॉर श्योर मैन दैट्स
यू हैव टू बी अ बैड एग्जांपल ब्रो दिस इज नॉट एट ऑल अ गुड एग्जांपल इन अ पैरेलल यूनिवर्स या बट नॉट इन दिस वर्ल्ड
इट इज व्हाट इट इज मैन माय थ्रोट इज लाइक दैट नाउ आई कांट डू एनीथिंग आई हैव टू लिव विद इट
स्टॉप स्मोकिंग फकर
I only had like 3 today.
Oh,
I hope my parents are not listening to the podcast.
Just don't send them the link. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, you know, Spotify. It goes on Spotify and shit like that. So.
Oh, seriously? Are we on Spotify?
Yeah, man.
Fucker.
Anyway, so... If I cough like that in office, then my co-workers won't be scared of me.
I'm sorry for my pussy-ass cough, man. I'm so sorry. For your cough, for your... You cough so manly, man. Sanjeev, you're such a man, bro. For a cough, sunke, I can imagine there's some chest hair, 2 kg chest hair pumping out of his body, man. It's so much
cough ke saath third bhi bahar aa jata hai.
Cough ke saath mardanagi nikal rahi hai Tanveer ke
andar. Well, I am not wearing any t-shirt and yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
TMI, bro, TMI. I don't want to
it's
know.
It's TMI, but you already knew that. I mean, because of, you know, not any cameras or anything, but prior knowledge anyway. Let's not get
so
into
Nanga
that.
Tanveer is back, guys.
All the girls must be losing it. Right
all,
now.
All the girls can run to your daddies.
Dude, if we release this, and yeah, it's going to become a very bad NFT.
Yeah. People will still buy it. If people can buy a farting cat, then this is still better, okay? The bar has been set too low.
Which reminds the this podcast itself, depending upon the trajectory we go on, can become a very efficient NFT. I don't know why I called it efficient, but yeah. But,
certainly, certainly. This can have that that effect, because this is all... this can be this has all the information of the budding years and our beginning. So later down the line, when we have a huge fan base and they would stumble upon this introductory information, it would be very valuable for them, and also we can monetize it. So it would be
revealing all our evil plans.
It's just the 12th episode and all the cards have been laid down.
Yeah.
Don't ye dekho, agle 100 episode tak ye karenge hum log. Ab aap dekh lo.
Welcome to 2021, how to monetize emotions.
It is how to monetize emotions, and that is NFT. Yeah.
Yes.
But for that, we need to have our content strategy in place. I mean, Rahul obviously has his content strategy in place, but me and Ayush need to start doing something, and we need to start making things.
For that, I need to get back to Noida as soon as I can, man.
And that is all fine, but we need to have ideas for now, because we do not know what to do.
See, as of now, I have... for me, I know that for me to get ideas, I need to start working on something related to this. See, okay, so this is completely for me, and this is not something that is applicable for everyone. This is just for my personal, how I work, basically. So, I have the strategy that I have a couple of songs, I have a couple of ideas lined up, I have it noted down. So, I just need to start working on them. I just need to pick my guitar up and just get going with it. You know, just record something, anything. And then, once I get in the flow of, you know, I get into that workflow, that, yeah, okay, now I have allotted this time. This is the mindset. Okay, this song I have covered. This is the song. Okay, I need some. This part, I need to figure it out. And then one thing leads to the another. And then I will start covering one song. And then 10 days later, I might just come up with something entirely different. Or come up with a new song altogether.
Oh, understood, right, man. That is brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, so I just need to get into that workspace, you know, mentally. Which I haven't been able to from a very long time, because something or the other has been happening. We won't get into that now. So I've seen...
Okay, for the... Yeah, go on.
No, please, sir.
Rahul, sir.
So what... Like, the idea of a particular content that we can post popped into my head. So we can make a compilation, a small compilation video, 1 minute or a little longer than that, of top 10... metal songs that you can listen in the gym, and we would cover a snippet of few songs and we would put into that video. Maybe we
and
can do that.
Cover the songs in the gym while deadlifting, motherfucker.
NFT right
we can do that. We can do that as well.
No, I would like to see you deadlift 10 kgs while drumming, bro.
I don't know if it's possible.
No, it ain't.
No, it actually it is. If he is just playing the double kicks, and probably then he can balance his.
Bro, then he'll fuck his.
Okay, I can
certainly putting the barbell in between and placing my feet on the pedal. Yeah, okay, that would be a different kind of deadlift, but. Okay. Yeah, never mind. Just a stupid idea. You can move forward.
We want to make content, not circus.
Yeah. But Mama, see, I can play drums with deadlift. Mama, see, I can do barbell crunches.
Mama, ye dekho, Mama. Main deadlift kar sakta hu bajate hue.
Oh, Ram.
Aaj jadoo ne mujhe shakti de di, Mama. Now it's becoming into a comedy show.
That is great, man. That is great. Good stuff for NFTs, but
anything you do today, that is be NFT for Tanvir today. At 6 baje ke baad se Tanvir har cheez NFT bana dega.
But wo banane ke liye we need to make content. I mean, the point I want to make is that this gold mine of NFTs is there, but the key to open up that treasure box is social media following. Real social media following, not just yes. any following. And the key that opens that treasure box up is not the right word. Open it what? I don't know, whatever. But the key that opens that treasure box is content. Mm. And now we Very need to true. Figure out the key that opens up how to make the content, which is valuable. Entertaining, I mean. Yeah. We are a band, we need to entertain. Not in a circus way, in a musical way. In a metalhead, community-focused content. That is what I want to say. Not Warcraft-focused content, community-focused as in metalheads. Focus content. The content that metalheads would... So, Jaredine's, obviously, he makes comedy and metal. That was his...
Like Stevie Drummers and him both.
If he was coming up in, say, if he was starting out today in 2012, or why did I say 12? 2021. Then he would probably be making reels instead of YouTube videos. Because that is where... Back then... We were all watching YouTube the way kids are watching reels now or TikTok videos now. So the attention is there and we are doing this to gain eyeballs and not to, you know, create art. I mean, the focus is to get eyeballs. So we need to be thinking in terms of where the attention is and how we can get those eyeballs to become our followers on social media. And later, that will lead us to NFT. But yeah. Content. It's the point is that we have more reason to not miss out on creating good content, and we need to figure that out. And if we do not figure, it's a matter of life and death here. In terms of, it's very black and white. Either you make content, or you disappear.
Certainly. That's the only way fans are staying connected to the bands these days. Even if it's about the shows. But they get to know about the shows through the social media and everything the band is up to. So it's 110% very important.
Yes. So, and Ayush, I think you misunderstood my point earlier. I was not talking about composing songs. That is a different beast. I'm talking about marketing.
So what I wanted to say is not that I would compose a song, but as far as the content creation part goes, so for me to create any kind of a content, that is the kind of a workspace I need to be in. That's what I tended to say. That if I have to make some kind of a content, I need to get into that workflow. And once I get into that, then I'll come up with new and new ideas and I'll start creating content on a very regular basis then.
Yep, that is absolutely perfect. And well, how the machine has to move forward, we'll figure that out. We'll make it the best case scenario the way we have made it for the podcast. So we are able to do it. But we need to figure out what to do, what content to make. If we have no plan, then we are planning to fail.
See, I believe if you're musically trying to create any content, to start with, nothing is better than making covers. Okay, so it gets you into that zone where you are, okay, I have to deliver this thing in a like in a particular pattern, or you try to figure out your shit when you're trying to make covers. Not musically, maybe that, not very much musically, but the then aesthetically, like how you're going to present your content, whatever your future content is going to be, how it is going to be presented to the audience.
Sorry.
Motherfucker.
You should get checked tomorrow. I think you should.
You need to see a doctor and cover yourself up, motherfucker. We don't need more of Nanga Tanveer.
No, it's, I have a cough since the trip. But yeah, what you're saying is right. To start out, I think the covers would be the best way to go forward. In fact, that's the only idea I had in my mind as of now. Rahul.
Yeah, so when you're not in the space, or when you're not creating content, you know, so sitting idly and trying to come up with something completely different and original will land you nothing but with an artist block. See, this is something that I face personally. I don't know if that's applicable to anyone else.
One quick idea. Sorry to interrupt, but
please.
The moment you were speaking it, I just got an idea. What if we make covers, but instead of electric guitar, we keep acoustic? And everything else, the drums are there, the harsh vocals are there, but the guitars are acoustic.
It's already been done, man.
Yeah, but it's still different than... I mean, all the covers are already been done also. It's still... We'll make that a thing, that every video we post, we are the Instagram channel to follow if you want to hear some acoustic metal. The USP.
But along with the drums, wouldn't it be a challenge to put it all together and to make it sound?
I can mix that. I can mix that easily. I've done that.
Okay, acoustic with drums.
It's not a big issue. It's, you just add a lot of compression to the acoustic.
Mixing will not be an issue. But when it comes to we can do that. But when it comes to covering acoustic, metal on acoustic, there comes a little bit of challenge. Like,
that's the fun part.
Yeah. But you're playing it on an acoustic, you know, there's a certain kind of a limitation. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to cover all the riffs on an acoustic because, you know, when you're playing it with a distortion, you get used to playing with some of the noises and some of the feedback. And then that you convert that into that becomes the kind of a musicality that you're going with.
That is the reason,
you don't
my
get
friend,
that. Yeah.
I use thicker gauge on my electric guitar so that I do not get comfortable with the... Anyway, I get your point. But that is the fun part. That is why metalheads would... I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
the...
I get that.
But that's the USP, right? That is why people would want to check it out. These guys are fucking playing Lamb of God on acoustic guitars. Like, fucking checking them out.
Dude, Lamb of God is still easier on acoustic. you warm up on an acoustic with a Lamb of God riff.
But yeah, so we'll start with that.
Yeah.
Now you
I mean, just imagine that if you are scrolling through your reels and there's a cat farting, there's a girl dancing, there's a guy quoting something from Netflix.
Reported, not interested, reported.
And then there comes a bunch of monkeys playing Lamb of God or Gojira on acoustic guitars with drums.
Acoustic.
And...
just like Rob Scallon did a banjo cover. Those kind of things.
But he made one video, we'll make it an Instagram account. Like
just his one idea will become our whole identity.
Yes. Exactly.
Nice.
We can probably then, maybe after 50 or so videos, we can change up the theme. But at least let's build some traction, because if it's just a cover, no one has any reason to share it. If it has a twist to it, then the shareability comes in.
That's an interesting point. Certainly. A unique idea that we can definitely try out.
So...
But for starting out, we'll start out with regular covers and we'll slowly dive into it. Is that the way you guys agree upon, or are you guys thinking of right away starting with the acoustic thing?
I'll say to start with the acoustic thing, because the first impression is the last one. Because if our...
I won't suggest that, because I think to get into the content making scope, firstly, you should start making a couple of normal covers just so that you can get into the work, heck of it. And once you develop that, routine, that, yeah, now I've got into that workspace, then we can go and experiment with stuff. And then maybe we can come up with even better ideas, However, the acoustic one, I'm backing that up.
How about we start with the acoustic, we work on it, and let's see where it goes.
See, the only I understand Ayush, your point regarding building up the workflow, that is very true. But the only thing is, the market will not care about it. The Instagram will not care about it. It's only that we want to have a process. And that is true. We need to have a process so that we can do it continuously. So, but the thing is, the first impression is the last impression, right? So, and by that, what I mean is, once we start sharing that video, if the initial five people who see it find it something worth sharing, worth liking, worth commenting on, then they are going to do that. And the Instagram algorithm is going to push it forward. If the initial posts are shit, then we are going against the algorithm, and then we are going to be fighting the algorithm, which is something I want to avoid. See, I understand your point from our internal human side of things, but from marketing side of things, it's not making sense to not go, start with something which has our USP. That is the only thing. But in regards to your point, then what we can do is internally, let's make a cover. Let's not release it right now. We'll call it Cover Zero. And we'll use the electric guitars in there, and just to develop our workflow. And then the next video we do, we'll make the same. We'll use the same song. We'll do it on acoustic. And that is the one that we will release.
This can be done as well.
This, or we directly go for acoustic, but that is...
That's what I've said. I actually want to suggest for the latter one. So why not we start working on the acoustic one itself and push it to make it happen?
Ayush
ji, kidhar hai aap?
Hey, sorry, I had to rush and pee. Sorry.
Next time, just say that you're going for a quick smoke.
No, I had to pee.
NFT.
Okay, so Ayush, you were discussing about starting out with the acoustic one. Let's work for it and push it to make it happen.
Sure.
What do you?
I mean, Ayush, we're doing this not for nothing. We're doing this to have those 250,000 million followers eventually.
Sir, aapne keh diya, bas kar denge, sir. But yeah, I'll need a better acoustic.
Did you hear the idea that I suggested before this one? Or were you peeing then? So what I was saying is, considering your point about creating a system, what we can do is, we can choose a song, we can make it using acoustic guitars, and we will not share it, or maybe share it internally on our individual Instagram accounts, or maybe let's not share it, we'll keep it internal. And then the next video we make, we will use the same song, but this time we will use acoustic guitars, and that is the one that will be our video number one.
Okay, cool, done.
So you're happy with that? I think we can do that, Rahul.
Certainly.
I just need a good acoustic, because my acoustic is fucked up. So yeah, that is the only issue when it comes to acoustic thing. But yeah, that will matter. Acoustic guitar to bhate rahe hain. Kisi na kisi ke paas available ho hi jayega.
Yeah.
Wait. Ask for a friend. Ask from a friend.
Ask for
also,
a friend.
Also, Ayush, to reduce the anxiety that you have with respect to the acoustic guitars.
No. That was just a
concern.
Yeah, otherwise, not an issue. I'll try. I'll get it done. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, but just to make it better, just to sell it to you better.
You don't need to sell it to me, bro. I'm sold. I'm in it. I'm doing it.
But hear out the benefits, the extra offer, the upsell.
Okay, go ahead with your NFT shit, bro. Go ahead.
It's not the NFT this time. It is that We do not have to make...
It's the same idea, but with a different packaging.
Yeah. No, it's a realization. It's a thing that you will realize. And it will blow your mind away. But what I want to say is that we are not covering like 3 minutes of song. We are just covering a section of it that is 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm. Reels.
Reels. We are focusing where the eyeballs are. No one is going to go to our YouTube channel and, you know, watch the 3 minute video that we do. That's a waste of an effort.
No. Bro, if the Reels things work, you can obviously go ahead and make those full-time, highly produced covers, man. Because then there are some good acoustic covers of metal songs that have been completely rendered. Like, I'll send you this this cover, this guy who has covered The Pot, okay, from the Tool song, The Pot. Mm. And he has covered it on his acoustic and that fingerstyle version.
I've seen that.
Dude, mind-blowing. That guy has just like fucking amazing cover, man. I mean, I have never heard a guy take an epic song and make it more epic just with an acoustic guitar.
That is great in a lot of ways, but now with the social media thing, we are, as Tanveer mentioned, we are trying to gather the eyeballs and we are trying to gather the attention. So that will be the reason we'll be focusing on short videos.
Yeah.
Because
I get
95% would be like they would end up watching that only, apart from long videos, because that's it's there at every platform.
Mm. Even YouTube has Reels, man.
They call it YouTube Shorts. Yeah. Most worthless piece of thing. The only section that I never open on Facebook.
Once you open it, you cannot unopen it.
No, it's only if I'm clicking it by mistake, I directly go back. I'm never watching a shorts video on YouTube.
That is all fine.
We've had enough of tiny videos on Instagram.
So we will make more.
Har jagah le aao, man.
So that is the thing that is the thing now with social media. So I don't think it will be... Why I wanted to tell you that, Ayush, was because I don't think it will be that big a challenge to create acoustic sections of songs.
No, it won't be. No,
it could be just the chorus, you know, the chorus, it would be dance. Let's, instead of making an electric one, let's take a damn simple part, like a chorus of a Lamb of God song. Say Grace. Excuse me.
I don't even want to address it now. Yeah, go ahead.
I think there was a dog barking.
What was that? वो भी तंग आ गया यार, उसको भी डर लग रहा है अभी, मुझे तो सोने दो यार तुम, खांस खांस के मुझे.
Now the dog is like, अरे मेरा गान फट के.
Oh fuck. So let's take a simple chorus thing to cover. Any Lamb of God cover, this thing. Let's take Late to Rest only. Yeah. Late to Rest chorus or Grace chorus. I think Late to Rest is the most well-known song. So, or maybe we can save that for later. But yeah, we need...
You can take out Late to Rest. It's been around too much on the cover. We'll try some other Grace Lamb of God. I don't know why, but Contractor came to my mind. What's the chorus? I forgot, but that's a great fucking song.
Dude, 512. I mean, it's one of the most catchiest chorus that they have ever done. Yeah, man. 512 has a great chorus.
It's tenana, 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 tenana. Something like that, right?
No.
Yeah, that is what I wanted to articulate, but yeah.
Or cigarette pio.
भाई आप ही ने तो सिखाया है
ये हर बार मैं अपने आप आगे कैसे आ जाता हूँ
but yeah 512 is also a great idea. Any song we can discuss the particular song after doing our but my point being, let's go instead of going for a electric one, let's take a acoustic one that is easy, and then we can, you know, from one song we can take out like four different reels.
Yeah, man, that is something we can do. Yeah, I'm all in. Count me in. Done.
Signed up. But how do we actually, okay, it sounds good in theory. How do we actualize it? Now, how do we create a system around it? I have video editing softwares. I can edit 4K on my laptop.
I have, yeah, now you can. So I'm not going to get into the video editing part that you and Indora handle. As far as the recording acoustic goes, I have the mic. I have the interface. I need a better interface though. So I need a good interface and I need just a nice guitar. I have the SM57, so yeah, that will do the work.
And for me, the door part, the connecting e-kit to the door, that is done. It's just that figuring out how to get the MIDI out.
Oh, how to make it.
The only thing.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. And also, Ayush, I'll also chime in on the recording, the guitars, so that we can have two guitar videos.
Yeah, man. We need to.
So, video-wise, it'll be drums on the top to this things, guitars in the middle or something like that. And I don't think we will have space for bass. Or I don't think the bassist is interested. But we will have the vocals at the bottom. And if Paul chimes in, then we can have it beside the vocals, right there or somewhere in between. Or, okay, that the editor can decide. Indora will decide. But
editor? Are we calling Indora editor? Fucker.
I mean, he's a good editor.
But giving him that respect, dude, come on.
Oh, that way.
Yeah.
Mat bol yaar, kaam nahi karega.
Yeah, wahi yaar.
Saale ko do chata marunga, kya karega? Goa jaake marunga main.
By the way, there's this site called OpenSea.io. You can actually start trading on NFTs, and I mean not trading. You can start trading, but you can actually see people trading there and see how the. I told you, right, the entire history of purchase is there, so you can actually see that for yourself. It kind of gives off Pirate Bay vibes. Their design is somehow, but it's called OpenSea.io. But .io is what? Iowa?
No, .io is used by a lot of SaaS companies. Like if there's a software as a service tool, or if there's any kind of tool which the companies can use. So that is like the extension is used as .io. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, but like the .in is .Indian thing. That way, it must be representing some area, no?
I don't think it represents an area. It's some other thing, which even I have to look for. But this is the common...
It's the British Indian Ocean Territory.
Okay. All right.
IO is normally assigned to the British Indian Ocean Territory. So it stands for Indian Ocean. Fuck.
Something new we learn every day.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
All right, so let's wrap this one up.
Let's actually wrap it up once. Just to make some sense of what we discussed and why. Okay, who is going to do it? I don't want to do it.
Rahul will do it.
So, yes, no problem. So, we had a great time discussing about NFTs and its potential and how it can be great for the band. And then we applied it to how our band can benefit from it. And for that, for the starting point would be creating the social media content that as it's the most relevant thing at this moment for any kind of artist. And then we devised how we are going to start with that. And the idea that we have for now is starting out with acoustic metal covers in the form of reels. And yes, that's basically it. That's how we are going to do it. And how we're going to make our future better.
Oh, damn. Are you selling a mutual fund or what? Fuck.
NFTs are mutual in markets.
Sabse safe yahi hai.
Please invest.
Please read terms and conditions carefully.
Investing. Okay. So I guess on this note, we can wrap this up for today.
Definitely. So
we'll see everyone next week. with some new shit. But it's going to be epic. And we hope Tanvir stops coughing like a fucking demon. And he sees a doctor.
Sorry for that.
So one like plus one prayer for Tanvir.
I don't think you can like on Spotify, but yeah.
Just add this song into your favorites and that will be a prayer. This podcast, sorry.
Or you can download the podcast, yeah.
And you, or you can share.
Or you can share it.
One NFT, one prayer.
One NFT, one prayer.
Oh, fuck. Someone should make a meme out of that, yeah.
Abhi humko hi karna padega. There's no one doing that. Either it's us or it's Indora.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's actually very true.
Indora, the role of editing and also making the memes. Keep to the podcast and pick out bits and pieces to make memes. That would also make a whole bunch of NFTs. Oh, damn.
And we will give him NFTs in return.
It just stops.
Okay, so.
Chalo, bas, bye, bol lo ab.
Good night, guys. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.